everyone watching. God bless everyone watching. God bless everyone watching. Wherever you're watching, God bless you mightily in the name of Jesus. God bless you mightily in the name of Jesus. I'm so happy to be here today once again to bring the message of our Lord Jesus Christ to you and to bring you into this understanding. And I want to say a big thank you to every one of you watching. Francis, God bless you. Maureen, God bless you, Maureen. It's good to see you, Ma. It's good to see you, Ma. I'm happy to see you. God bless you. Macy, Franca, God bless you. God bless you, Jane, Francis. God bless you. God bless you, Vivian, Achu. God bless you, Candy D. God bless you, Sandra, Beresh. God bless you, Zion, Joshua. God bless every one of you wherever you're watching from. And God bless you mightily in the name of Jesus. And God lifts you up. God lifts you up mightily in the name of Jesus. And I pray that wherever you are watching from, please be the extension of the ministry by sharing this broadcast to a friend. Tag a friend, tell a friend that we are live, share it on your timeline. Be an extension of this ministry by spreading this gospel across to everyone that is on your timeline, however way possible. Share the link on WhatsApp. Create what they call it, a watch party with it as well. Let people join and be blessed mightily in the name of Jesus. Ah, thank you, Father. Erano sopera duce cara dase. Erano sopera duce cara dase. Te erano so. Kerena berede zodo gura gadra no so kore daba shede. And I'm very sorry that we're not starting on time today. I'm very sorry that we're not starting on time today. I think we'll work on that time to be very active and very punctual in the name of Jesus. I bless everyone wherever you're watching, and I pray that today's ministration will bless you heavily and mightily in the name of Jesus. And I pray that today's ministration will open you up to a dimension in the spirit that will unlock certain potential that are in you in the name of Jesus. God bless you heavily. God bless you heavily. Once again, share the broadcast so that someone be a blessing today, so that you'll be a blessing to someone today and someone be blessed today in the name of Jesus. So today we're talking about, remember, we last time on Wednesday, we did an introduction on mentorship. We talked about what mentorship is all about, and we did some touching. We looked at the story of Elijah and Elisha, but we didn't go in details. We just touched about it on how Elijah was the spiritual father and mentor of Elisha, and how Elisha was impacted. We didn't go much detail about it. We talked about Samuel and Eli. We talked about that if not for Eli, Samuel would not be able to identify the voice of our Father in heaven. It was because of the mentorship of Eli that unlocked Samuel into understanding the voice of our Father. Then we also talked about Moses and Joshua. Moses mentored Joshua a lot. So if you read their story, you see so many similarities, you see so many things. And in fact, at the end of the day, Joshua operated in a very high dimension, beyond what we actually expected. In fact, that is one thing about mentorship. Whenever you are mentored, you are meant to be better and greater. You know, in spiritual mentorship, you're not just being mentored on how things works in the spirit. You're also impacted with the spirit that will transform you. Okay, so the anointing rubs off you, the grace rubs off you, the impartation is also given to you, and the spirit is also inherited in most cases. So mentorship is highly important. So we talked about, Hater, God bless you. We talked about how important mentorship is. And we did some touchings on that. And today we're going to be talking about, without wasting any much of our time, today we'll be talking about important aspects of mentorship. There are things that are important in mentorship. There are things that are very important in mentorship. And in order for us to do a very good justice to those things, we'll be taking our reading from the book of Amos. Amos 3 verse 3. So this is going to help us to get a certain foundation base that will give us something. Amos 3 verse 3. I'm going to be using NLT. NLT is going to give us, it's going to give us a better understanding of what I'm trying to open us up to. Now, there's something we must understand here. You see, one thing that is important in mentorship, because in the introduction we talked about how important and how valuable a mentor is, and how much you actually need to be mentored. And we are yet to tell you what are the criteria you have to look for in when you are being mentored. And keep in mind, this teaching is mainly on spiritual mentorship. Spiritual mentorship. We'll be talking more about the educational mentorship, but not now, but we're talking deeply on the things of the Spirit. Now, we're talking about one thing that is important aspect of mentorship is relationship. Mentorship, relationship. Are you understanding that? So, mentorship has a lot to do with relationship. Now, what do you understand by relationship? Now, the Trinity said that the way in which two or more people or things are connected, a state of being connected, that is what they call relationship. Relationship has to do with a lot of understanding. A relationship has to do, you know, when we hear the word relationship, we think because of the arena and the cycle of life that are major around us. Whenever you see a boy and a girl say they are in a relationship, the first thing you think about is that they are dating or they are having a sexual relationship. There's a difference between sexual relationship and a relationship. Sexual relationship is being defined. You are defining the relationship, the goal behind the relationship. But the word relationship actually means two people or a thing being connected, and that connection has to do with an understanding. God bless. And that connection has to do with your understanding. So, in order for me to mentor you, in order for you to be a mentee, we must have a relationship. We must have a relationship. We must have an understanding. There must be something linking us up together. There must be something that is going to give me an edge or give you an edge. Whereby when I say, sit down, you're sitting down. Stand up, you're standing up. Read this book, you're reading it, because there's a relationship. That I'm mentoring does not mean I'm making you a slave. Being mentored does not mean you are being made a slave. We have to understand there's a difference between someone being a slave and someone being mentored. A slave has no freedom until the master, a slave does everything the master does, everything the master commands. A slave has no freedom. A slave is walking to end freedom. But when it comes to mentorship, you are free, but you restrict your own will in order to be mentored under someone. That means you are seeing a better goal, not because you can't walk away from that mentorship. You can, but you restrict yourself just so that you can be blessed. So I want you to understand that. God bless you, Simon. So I want you to understand that this is very, very important. So one of the important aspects of mentorship is relationship. So, and we look at the book of Amos 3, verse 3. There's something important the Bible says that we quote it a lot, but we've not really gotten time to dive deep into it. It says, can two walk together without agreeing on a direction? So that means, can two walk together without agreement? So it's not possible for you and I to walk together except there is an agreement, except there is a relationship, except there is an understanding. So whenever you hear agreement, there must be an understanding, there must be a relationship. There must be an agreement, there must be an relationship. Whenever you see relationship, whenever you see walking together, there is going to be a relationship and there's going to be an understanding. If I don't understand you, I can't mentor you. If you don't understand me, you can't be a mentee to me. So it's very, very important that we come to that understanding. Because one thing about mentorship has to do a lot with relationship. I must know you. I must know your understanding. I must see your perspective of things. I must come to an understanding of how you see things to be able to know how to mentor you in those things. And one thing that you must know as a mentee, now a mentee is someone that is learning. A mentor is someone that is educating. So if I'm mentoring you now in the things of God, one thing that is necessary for you is to always ask questions. And one thing that is necessary for me is to always be honest to you. So you must be someone that asks a lot of questions. You must be someone that asks a lot of questions. So if you are someone that asks a lot of questions as a mentee, you're going to earn a lot from your mentor. And not just asking those questions just so it looks like you're asking questions, but asking questions of answers that you're not really clarified on. When you have a mentor, it's an opportunity for you to be clarified on everything you don't know. And be certain that whatever foundation that mentor is giving to you is a foundation that is true and just. So if I'm to advise you now, I'm going to advise you with scripture advice. I'm going to mentor you with the scripture. Then I'm going to mentor you with my personal experience, which is also in line with the scripture. That way, my mentorship is justified and can stand the test of time. Because whatever that is not drawn from the scripture cannot stand the test of time. So if I say I am mentoring you, my experience must be linked with the word of God. And my verses of expression must also come from the word of God. You understand what I'm saying? Thereby, because the word of God is something that can stay forever. It doesn't break. It doesn't change. It is constant. That is why it's called the word of God. That's why the Bible said that heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will remain the same. So if I'm mentoring you, I'll mentor you on the things of God. And I will, you know, one thing about someone that is mentoring you, the person has to be honest to you. And you that you are being mentored has to also be honest to your mentor. Someone getting blessed. So these things are highly important and very, very necessary. Please share the broadcast if you're watching right now. If you're just tuning in right now, share the broadcast. Let someone be blessed today, because this teaching is going to open us all to dimensions in the spirit. It's going to unlock certain parts, certain potentials in us. So before, now things a mentor can do to help a mentee. Now we're going to be looking at things a mentor can do to help a mentee. What are the things you are expecting from a mentor? Now we talked about that the most important aspect of mentorship is relationship. So if I don't have a relationship with you, I can't really mentor you. We must have an agreement. We must have an understanding, because two cannot work together except they're in agreement. So in order for me to mentor you, we must have an agreement. Not something agreement you have to sign, but we must agree on things. That I speak to you, you have to listen. That if I tell you to read this book, you have to read it. So you must be disciplined. And I must not take, because you're listening to me, for granted and turn you into a slave. Mentorship is not turning one into a slave. Mentorship is imparting knowledge to someone. Most people don't actually know what impartation is. Impartation is not only when I lay hand on you and speak words into you. Impartation is when I'm teaching you, you're listening to me. The change of mind in your spirit, the change of mind in your understanding is called impartation. I'm imparting what I've learned inside of you. And as you are letting those knowledges, those seeds are being planted in you. The words I speak to you are spirits and they are alive. So as I'm speaking to you right now, what I'm doing is I'm imparting seeds. I'm sowing seed. Just like there's a parable where some people, where someone can preach, some people are like seed that are planted beside a rocky soil. Some people are seed planted where the bird come and feed it, take it. Some people are seed planted in a good soil. What is that seed? The word of God. So as I'm teaching you, as I'm educating you, right now, as you're listening to me, I'm mentoring you. I'm opening you up to a mentorship, to what mentorship is all about. And I'm going to use my own personal life experience as well to mentor you, to help you understand certain things. Some people say, man of God, mentor me. Then after a month, they don't ask the man of God a question. If you want to be mentored by any man of God, make sure you are someone that asks questions. And that means in order for you to ask questions, you must be someone that read a lot. So that you can ask constructive questions. So that the questions you ask will not make the man feel like he's wasting his time with you. That you have a mentor does not mean that you don't study anymore. You rely on the mentor to study and feed you. That you have a mentor means that he subjects you to certain books to read. And when you're reading those books are helping you to ask the right question. At the end of the day, if you are being mentored, you end up becoming better than your mentor or like your mentor. Because if your mentor stops reading, he stops growing. And if I'm mentoring you and you stop reading, sometimes people say, man of God, help mentor me. And I subject them to books to read. I tell them, get this book and read it. I tell them to get this book and read it. And you find out at the end of not reading the book. And when I ask a question, I will know that from the question they will ask, I'll be like, I will know that they did not read the book I asked them to read. And I'll be like, if you have read this book I gave you to read, I asked you to read, you would have seen the answer to that question. Sometimes a mentor will not necessarily be telling you things to do. A mentor can just subject or subscribe books for you. Tell you, read this book and read this book and read this book. You might feel like it's a burden, but those books you are reading, the Lord has revealed to that your mentor afar that these books will orchestrate your life. This book will open you to a dimension that you ought to be. And when you don't read those books, you don't keep up to speed with your mentor. A spiritual father can have patience to train you. A mentor might not really have patience enough like the spiritual father. Because a mentor has high expectation for you. For example, now, if I'm mentoring you, for example, you and you follow me a lot, maybe one day I can say, let us go to a program. Or why in that program I'll be ministering? After a while, I'll say, hey, come and bless these people. And you wonder, I'm not prepared. I didn't know I was going to minister. That is not what I'm asking you. You just have to come out and bless people. Because in the presence of you blessing people, I'm seeing your reaction. I'm seeing how prepared you are. So when you follow someone that is a mentor, you must be ready to learn. You must be ready to be experienced. When I use the word experience, I mean you must be ready to experience things around the cycle. God bless you, Destiny. God bless Gabriel. So I don't know if someone is getting blessed here. Is this message really blessing you? Because I want you to come to an understanding of what I'm saying. Because if you understand this teaching, it's going to open you up in the spirit and deposit certain things in your life that will change your entire life forever. I'm telling you the truth. Now, things a mentor can do to help a mentee. What are the things I can do to help you? I provide information and advice. As a mentor is expected to provide information to you and advice. And remember, you don't get information if you don't seek them. Yes. You don't get information if you don't seek them. I don't know if someone is getting blessed. You don't get information. You don't just wake up and say, I want information. No, you go get them. So if you want information, you have to ask me the question so that I will provide you with information. And I'm not just giving you an information, I'm also giving you an advice. You can ask me a question, man of God, the Bible says that, I'm sorry about that. Thank you, Jesus. So we must come to that understanding. It's very, very important. Like some people can say, man of God, you said this. Yeah, why did the Bible say that? Why did the Bible say that we should not call anyone Father? For we have only one spiritual Father, and that is God Almighty. So how come we're not having spiritual fathers on earth? Now you are correct for saying that. But now my job is to give you the right information. The right information that the Father they are talking about there is the Father with capital letter. The Father is talking about, and he was talking about the Pharisees. He was saying, don't call them your spiritual father. They want to be worshipped as God. But when you look at the book, the epistles of Paul, you see, Paul said that, I am now your spiritual father, but the Father there is small letter, F, not capital letter F. So someone can actually have a spiritual father. And you can have one almighty spiritual father in heaven. That is why we have spiritual mentors. But we have Jesus Christ becomes the chief mentors. So, but now me as a mentor, my job is to give you these verses and explain to you in the context, in the context and the intent of those scriptures. Thereby, you are being enlightened with the best information. Which means wherever you go, you can actually defend whatever I'm teaching you. And I'm also going to give you advice. Now, advice means that I've experienced, for you to advise someone, it must be something you know the answer to. It must be something you have learned through an experience, or something you have witnessed, or something you have known about. You don't advise someone on something you know nothing about. You advise someone on things you know something about, on how you understand it. So one of the things a mentor can help a mentee, one of the things you can benefit from a mentor is an information and an advice. The second thing you get from a mentor is called encouragement. A mentor encourages you. Not just encouraging you, they also discipline you. So whenever you see encouragement, be sure that it's discipline. A mentor does not break you down always and make you feel worthless. Some people are hard mentors. Some people are very strong mentors that can make you feel worthless of yourself. Not because they hate you, but because they are pushing you to a level. And at the end of the day, because you feel they hated you, when you begin to know what they know, you start understanding that they didn't hate you, that they were disciplining you. There are certain things that your father did when, or your father or your mother might have done when you were small, and you felt like they didn't trust you. But when you grow up, you came to an understanding of why they acted that way they acted. And you end up appreciating them. Whereas when you are growing up, you felt like they hated you or they didn't like you. Every time you want to take coke, you want to take something sugary, and they keep yelling at you, don't take it, they flog you for taking it. And you say, you don't allow me to take beer. You don't even want me to take something sugary. What is happening in this life? You get upset for them. You think they don't want your good being or your welfare. But when you grow up, you find out that, sugar has this bad thing in human being. It can cause diabetes. It can cause blood issue. It can cause this. My parents were actually preventing me, trying for me to live longer. Then now, because you come to that understanding, you love them. That is a mentorship, not just a fatherhood. It's also a mentorship. You are being mentored into the right thing. So encouragement is the number two. Is someone really following me? God bless you, Augustine. So I believe someone is getting blessed right now. So I'm opening up to mentorship. Now we talk about paying attention. A mentor pays attention. A mentor is someone that pays attention to whatever you are saying. But those things you are saying have to be meaningful. If you must get your mentor to listen to whatever you are saying, it has to make sense. Because mentors are not people that just waste their time on you talking about something that does not relate to any of your groups. You understand? So whatever you're telling your mentor has to be something that is important. You don't just chit-chat with them always. Whenever you come to your mentor, you respect your mentor. Your mentor is someone you have to respect so much. Because what they are doing, they are impacting knowledge on you. They are impacting seeds, spiritual impartations on you, both on wisdom and a lot of things. So these things are important for you as a Christian. And as a Christian, you must have a lot of mentors. They help you in the things of the Spirit. They help you to grow. If you're watching right now, please share the broadcast. Wherever you are, please share the broadcast so that someone is being blessed by this message as well. Now, the fourth thing a mentor does is give you honest critics and feedback. Honest critics and feedback. Let's say, for example, feedback is also critics in a way, though. When you do a particular thing and you're wrong, your mentor does not say, it's good, when it is wrong. Your mentor tells you the truth, that this thing you did is wrong, you should have done it this way. It might hurt you that you are being criticized in a way, or he's giving you a harsh critics. But that thing you call harsh critics is an honest critics. When you didn't get something right, he will not say, I think you got it right though. But no, this he will tell you that, this is wrong. You shouldn't have done it this way, you should have done it this way. So you must be willing to receive critics from your mentor. Whoever is mentoring you has the power to rebuke you. We saw that in the life of Jesus and Peter, when Jesus Christ rebuked Peter and even called him a Satan. Yes, your mentor can even be so upset and call you names, not because he hates you, but because he's rebuking you. He's criticizing you so that you learn. And the good thing you must do is that when you are criticized, you don't say, don't leave me, don't leave mentor, where you get for this word? I'll go find another person. When you do that, you lose the blessing. Even the one that has been planted in you will be taken from you. Not physically, but spiritually you have been drained because you have spoken against that anointing that is helping you. So one of the things we feel like is that most people don't want to be criticized. Most people don't want to be corrected. They feel like whatever I'm doing it to the best. And if you don't want to be corrected, you can't really grow. If you don't want to be corrected, you can't really grow. Because it's from being corrected that you align yourself more. You might have been praying, Father, give me a car. When your mentor hears you praying about a car, he will tell you, why do you need a car? And he gives you scriptures on how to pray according to the will of God. Car is good, but is car the will of God for you? Why not pray and say, Father, help me to gain more understanding. Help me to be a solution for people. Because if you become a solution for someone, cars will come. A mentor will help align you to the right thing you ought to do. The right way of life, the right way of thinking, the right way of reading, the right way of meditating, the right way of praying, the right way of asking for God's will. This is spiritual mentorship. I'm talking about spiritual mentorship here. So these things are important. Is someone getting blessed? Because I'm getting blessed while teaching you. So is someone getting blessed out there? I'm really getting so blessed while teaching you this. I just feel joy in my heart. The Lord is just putting joy and saying, "Make, I thank you for bringing this message to everyone here." And that is why I don't want you to just listen to this message and keep it to yourself. Spread it. Let someone be blessed by it. God bless you, Enoma. Now, number five. A mentor pushes you towards your goal. A mentor pushes you towards your goal. Number five, a mentor pushes you towards your goal. Every mentor has to push you to your goal. Every mentor challenges you. They don't challenge you in a fight or something. They challenge you to be better. A mentor must know what you want to become in the future. And thereby, a mentor can actually go out of his way to study certain things that will help you grow, just so that he can push you in the best position in your life. Not because he wants when you grow up, you now say, he will now say, I'm the one that made you who you are. No. A mentor just loves to impart knowledge so that whatever he has learned or gathered is not waste. That is why in churches, every pastor wants someone that is so, wants the members that can come closer to him so that he can impart those knowledge he has to those members. Because what will it profit me to gain the knowledge I have, and when I die, nobody can reproduce my knowledge? This knowledge I gathered just for myself. When the Bible says go to the word and multiply, it's not just talking about reproduction. It's talking about plant your seed in people, not just sexual seed. Plant your understanding, your knowledge, your wisdom in people. And that is possible through mentorship. He said, go into the word and make disciples of yourself. So make a disciple. I have to create someone that looks like me and talk like me. One day, one of my daughters in the Lord was preaching. As she was preaching, everyone was seeing me preaching. Everyone that was watching was seeing me preaching. Nobody could doubt it. I saw myself in her where she was preaching. I was even shocked. I was like, wow. Wow. She was preaching that everyone in the ministry, everyone there was looking at her, looking at me, and was wondering, this lady is preaching just like you. And I was filled with so much joy. You see, she was not just saying the things I was saying. She was reacting the way I react while I preach. She was making emphasis on things I make emphasis. And there was this joy that gladdens my heart. I was like, whoa, a seed has been planted in this lady. A seed has been planted. And with that fire, she will carry it. And I know there's some persons out there that watches my video a lot, and you find out that all of a sudden you find yourself talking like me, acting like me, mimicking me even in a way. That is the seed. That is the mentorship. You don't know it. I might not be physically there with you, but because you watch my tapes, you listen to the sermons, you are becoming like me. That is mentorship. That is the transfer of spirit. Just like when you watch me, you see a part of Apostle Joshua Selman. You see a part of him in my life. It's mentorship. You see a part of Aaron Mosai in my life. It's mentorship. You see a part of my spiritual father, Reverend Gospel Anaso. It's mentorship. You see a part of Daddy Uma Oba in my life. It's mentorship because it's my spiritual grandfather. So there are so many men of God. You see me, if you listen to Apostle Tochukwu talk, preach, you will see a part of me. You see, if I'm talking, you see a part of Apostle Chukwu in me. These are people. You see Apostle Oropo Michael. You see a part of me. A part of him that is in me. Are you following me? So these things are very, very important. So we must come to that understanding. Because if we don't come to this understanding, it limits us. It limits us in our understanding. Are you getting blessed? So I'm trying to open yours up here in the spirit there. So it's so number five is pushing you forward to your goal. Then number six, helping you see realities of life. A mentor helps you to see the reality of life. A mentor helps you to see the reality of life. A mentor helps you to see the reality of life. A mentor opens you up to a dimension of the reality of life that's around you. A mentor is also one that allows you to live in fantasy. A mentor is someone that actually opens you and uses the life experience he has gotten in his life to teach you and educate you and open you up to things in the spirit. If a mentor knows that if you take alcohol, when you are prophesying, you'll be prophesying under the influence of a demon spirit. The mentor, because he has witnessed it, the mentor strongly tells you that whenever you want to prophesy, don't make sure no alcohol touches you. He's not choosing a life pattern for you, but he's mentoring you on the reality of what he has experienced. So a mentor uses what he has experienced and what the book of the Lord is saying to mentor you. That is a spiritual mentor. I'm talking about spiritual mentorship here. Then the last thing you receive from a mentor is called the impartation of grace. A mentor has a grace that operates with him. All my life I've been favored. Wherever I go to, people take me as their son. All my life. I don't know why. It is something that has been with me. All my life, wherever I go, people take me as their son. People love me like a son. People want to adopt me as their son. I don't know why. All my life, whichever family I walk to, if I do a business with you, you just love me. I find out that is a grace. It's a dimension of grace that God gave to me. And today the Lord was telling me, say, Mecca, this grace, you were born with this grace. People just accept you. People accept you. You know, there are places that it might take you months, or it might take you 4 or 5 months to get access to that place. I can just go there under 2 weeks, I'll get access to that place. I don't know how it works, but it's a grace. So mentors have the impartation of grace. A spiritual mentor can impart gifts to you, can impart dimensions to you, can impart grace. A spiritual mentor can open you up just because you are around that mentor. You can be open to the atmosphere around that mentor, and you will carry that atmosphere like it's your own atmosphere. I'm going prophetic now, Jesus. Marika arena suta kateke yemano zobera de karano soto ereno zokura katekete. Jesus. I don't know if someone is getting blessed, because I'm heavily blessed right now. Jesus. Marodo soketa katakate. So I can be mentoring you right now. Wherever you are, I'm mentoring you. All of a sudden, because you listen to my sermons, you obey my teachings, you listen to what I'm saying, and you practice them in your life, automatically you start seeing the atmosphere I operate around you. You start seeing yourself prophesying, and you're wondering, I'm prophesying. What is happening? The atmosphere your mentor carries, you, because you respect that mentor, you love that mentor, his atmosphere, his angel begins to walk with you. My battery is low, Jesus. Oh my God, I'm so sorry, we have to cut it short. Oh my God, I don't know what is happening. How come the battery is low? God, this teaching is just getting interesting. So, are we following? So, these things are important. It's something that we must come to an understanding. Thank you, Jesus. So I'm going to be stopping there today because of the battery is low, as you can see. So I'm going to be stopping there today. But my God, we're going to continue the teaching on Wednesday, next week Wednesday. So I'm so happy that you have been blessed today. So I'm sorry, just a 30-something minutes teaching, but God bless every one of you watching. I wouldn't want the thing to just turn off like that. But let's keep preaching till it ends, till the battery goes off. I'm really happy. I'm really so blessed right now. I'm really so blessed right now with the teaching. So God bless every one of you wherever you're watching. So that is one of the things. Battery, respect yourself, isn't it? So that is one of the things you have to learn. I'm actually done. That is the seventh thing. That is the last thing, is the impartation of grace. So a mentor has the capacity and the ability to impart grace into your life. A mentor has the ability to impart dimensions into your life. A mentor has the ability to change your life in a way. You see the story of Elijah and Elisha, the impartation. You see, Gehazi was not able to receive any impartation from Elisha. Rather, Gehazi received the curse. That is a dimension of impartation as well. But he got imparted with a curse. So you can serve a mentor or be close to a mentor. All of a sudden, the grace that mentor operates will start operating with you. Most of you are expressing that. Most of you are expressing strange miracles, strange testimony. Some people, Kennedy is online. Kennedy Chinon preached to people now where he is, and they get blessed. And he said that whenever he's preaching to them, he feels like I'm the one speaking through him. That is impartation. It's because he follows the teaching, he's always there, and because of that, a dimension of what operates with me, a seed that operates with me, is planted in him. And thereby, when he's preaching to people, he just knows things. It's called revelational knowledge, because there is somebody that is your mentor, you are connected, and this is the person you love and respect. So thereby, his grace, God allows his grace. That's why he said, make disciples of yourself. So his grace is being multiplied, just like Moses was able to split his spirit into 70 and impart in people. How can someone split his spirit into 70 and impart people? That is mentorship. So if I impart you now, without you knowing how that impartation works, you can't excel. That is why before you receive an impartation from any man of God, make sure you have been following that man of God and been blessed by his teaching. So when you come and he impacts in you, it will be easier for you to manifest those graces. God bless every one of you watching. I believe you have been blessed today. So I believe you have been blessed today. So by next week, Wednesday, I'm going to be back again to teach. But I pray for every one of you, wherever you're watching. I pray that God bless you mightily in the name of Jesus. And I pray that God unshuns you into a new dimension of reality in the spirit, the things of God. I pray for those that are believing God for healing, wherever you are, having whatever healing you are in need of. Place your right hand on your chest right now. If you are not sick, just place your right hand on your head. I pray for you right now in the name of Jesus, that whatever thing you are believing God for right now, whatever miracle you are believing God for right now, that miracle has been given to you in the name of Jesus. That miracle has been given to you in the name of Jesus. That miracle has been given to you in the name of Jesus. You have been opened into a dimension. I open you into a dimension of a mighty dimension of dangerous testimonies. I don't know why I'm hearing dangerous testimonies. There's some persons, you are watching me right now, you start operating a dangerous testimony because you have been under this grace. Right now, I unction you into a dimension of dangerous testimonies. Wherever, whatever you, as you are touching hand, you are getting favor. Wherever you are going, you are getting favor. You don't even know how it's working. Strangers will start favoring you. It's a dimension. It's a grace. And I impart it on you right now. In the name of Jesus. Marato soko takati. Erenana sepe redege redege zodogo rugada. Erena sukata kete. I see someone that is having cancer. That cancer is canceled in the name of Jesus. The HIV canceled. Someone, you are believing God for a genotype change. That genotype has been changed in the name of Jesus. I'm seeing someone believing God for marital settlement. It has been given to you in November. Go and marry. Mark this testimony. November, go and marry. I'm seeing November 17th. I'm seeing something being done on your head in November 17th. And I'm seeing 18th. It is settled in the name of Jesus. God is bringing you to an atmosphere right now. Some persons here, you're watching me. God is bringing you to an atmosphere of joy, an atmosphere of peace, and a glorious atmosphere. Your life will never remain the same. After this teaching, your life will never remain the same. You are blessed in the name of Jesus. For the ministers that are watching, my fellow brothers in the Lord, may God bless you wherever you're watching. My fellow servants in the Lord, God bless you. God increase you mightily. And that which you are believing God for, that dimension you are believing God for, I open you to that dimension in the name of Jesus. God bless everyone watching. Remember that this is a serious teaching. So please tell a friend to tell a friend. And if you're not following us on Telegram, please follow us on Telegram. It's Prophet Emmanuel Okeke. Just go to t.me/Prophet Emmanuel Okeke. And join the Telegram and download all our sermon. This sermon will also be uploaded in the Telegram, so you can get the audio, so that you can be blessed. You can play it while you are driving. I'm happy that Kennedy was actually acknowledging what I said. So God bless you, Mr. Kennedy, and God bless every one of you watching in the name of Jesus. Because of the battery that is low, I will be going offline. And remember, I love you all. I love you all. I love you all, and I appreciate your time. And when next will come, we'll do a teaching on. When next we come, we'll be doing a big teaching on what you need to know before you pick a mentor. We did a big teaching on that. So God bless every one of you watching. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Thank you, Father, for blessing them. They are lifted and heavily guided in Jesus' name. I love you all. Shalom.